everybody. Well, today is Monday, and this is our BBS show, Ration Lightship Healing. The date today is November 21st, 2016. And we'll release the energy of this day away from you. So I'll see what we can do with that here. Remember, the 1121, goes back to the get-go. Doesn't matter what the last numbers are as far as the year. That's what we're really releasing is that. So here we go. 11-21-2016. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll release the word November. 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's activate the light beams, bring in peace energy into your room. Here we go. Using the word stronger to do so. Stronger. They're on. You're going to be on your monitor screen or screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And think of a situation that you're dealing with. Could be emotional, could be physical. I can take you off of that timeline that you're on, the thought that you're having. Each time you have a thought, you are creating a timeline to be on, or you are abducted to a timeline with your thought. Either way, it's kind of the same thing. So here we go, releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you already looking good, Elizabeth?
Yes, good evening, everybody. I'm looking good. I'm feeling wonderful after being on the call yesterday, and Ron also did a special pin call on Saturday, and I believe a lot of our listening audience was actually in attendance for that. So if you were and you'd like to send us a testimonial, you may do so by emailing us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go to our bbsradio.com homepage, and you can click on the quick fast chat link in the middle of the page, which will take you directly to our chat where you can ask Ron a question anonymously. And you can also find that link at Ron's home webpage, creationlightship.com. And it's at the top of the page while the shows are live, so you can access it that way as well. That is also the place where you'll find all of the healings that we'll talk about on the show tonight, all of the YouTube links, all of our social networking, as well as everything that you would like to find out or research on your own related to Creation Lightship after the fact, like our Wikipedia page and our questions and answers and kind of a frequently asked questions document. You can also find a lot of that wonderful information on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. So if you're just joining us for the first time tonight, welcome, and welcome to all of our regular listeners who join us every week as well as on the calls. And Ron, thanks so much for clearing those dates and numbers. They're pretty heavily meaningful to a lot of people, those 11s and 21s. They kind of have significance to a lot of people. But what's interesting is I was just reading about November, and it actually comes from the Latin meaning 9. So it was originally the 9th month in the Roman calendar. So that's kind of interesting. And if you're feeling like maybe you're not connected, maybe you could clear the number 9. And we'll talk about clearings and how to do that, you know, as we get into the show here tonight. So I guess we'll start off with a testimonial. And one of our listeners wrote in about being on the Saturday pin removal call that you did, Ron, and the Sunday 8-hour intensive. And they wrote in and said, thank you, Ron, for this past weekend. It was great. The pins removal session on Saturday gave me more movement and freedom in my head, eyes, and neck. I think the neck always seems to have the most. Pins removed in the rest of the body were also effective and the best part of relief from any pain. The 8-hour intensive on Sunday was a perfect day for me, with the best part being in the afternoon when you worked on ankles, feet, and then moved up to the knees and hips. I felt this more on the left side of my body than the right and experienced a lot of cracking. My body was very noisy. The results were walking became easy and effortless, feeling like I was walking in a straight line. Any pain was completely gone, and my body felt 20 years or more younger. My body was in total alignment. Thank you, Ron, as always.
Very good. And if you were on that call yesterday, and your feet got, readjusted, et cetera, maybe you have an arch now that you never had before. For some young kids, you know, in the older days, even today, I guess, they hopscotch and jump up and down on concrete, which, after a while, you lose your arch from that.
Mm.
You get flat feet. So you may have had your arch restored. So I guess what I'm saying is if you feel like your shoes aren't working well for you or something's happening, you want a new pair of shoes and now conform to your feet more properly. And if you have old shoes, sometimes, you know, people's heels worn to one side or the shoes worn because, you know, you're not walking properly. You don't know that. And the shoe, you know, is worn out a certain way. So you may want to go in and get a new pair of shoes and use that, the new pair, to start off with. So anyway, and you probably will still go through adjustments the next couple of days anyway. But if you do have, if you have a problem with flat feet or something, you may have an arch down and may feel different with your shoes. So anyway, you may want to get new shoes. So back to you.
Yes, that's really cool, Ron. And a lot of our listeners occasionally do report noticing significant physical changes in their body, not only just bones cracking or maybe finding that they have more space, but some people said they feel like they appear taller, their posture is better, they have more energy, they have more bounce in sort of their walking. So all of these things are both physically and energetically felt after you do the clearings and after people get on the call. So these are all listener testimonials that people have experienced. They write in, you know, of their own free will and tell us about them, and it really helps to understand how the clearings work as well as to give people sort of an idea of what you can expect if you're on the calls that Ron does. And, you know, Ron usually does samples during the show for everybody, and those are all kind of examples of what you would get if you were to do, for example, a whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is kind of the first clearing that you'd want to do before going into any of the other ones. And you can find out more about that, again, on creationlightship.com. So, Ron, another question someone was asking about Saturday night, and I think this might be pertaining to the BBS Saturday Night Show, and they're wondering if did we release everything from the planet or just for us?
The word everything is not... scratch that word, all and everything I never, I use. So if you do write me something on an email, you know, don't bother using that because, you know, I would say 80% or so could be a good way of putting it. But the word all and everything is not, how do you know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's the question again?
Did we release them from the planet or just for us? And I'm guessing they're meaning I don't really know what that's referring to.
I don't know either. That's too far back for me.
Okay. So whoever wrote that, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We'd have to get some more specific information. Somebody else wrote in about the pin call saying that it was so relaxing. I've been sleeping great ever since. I feel like so many great things got released. I really enjoyed it, and I want a bunch more just because it helped my body so much.
Great. Are they going to be talking about the tangent timelines?
The tangent timelines. Let's see if we got any
questions. I did something with that, but that may have been on the Saturday show, the Upside Down and Tangent.
Oh, that could have been. I wasn't sure if they were talking about aliens, because sometimes you release aliens from the planet, or maybe it was a timeline thing. I haven't listened to the archive yet, so I can't comment on that personally. But
we'll have to get more information.
We'll have to get a little bit more information there, yeah. So let's see what we have here. Another question saying, when you were working on our feet yesterday, my feet were tingling a lot, and today my pain is gone out of my feet. Thanks, Ron. So
wonderful.
Thanks so much for writing in and letting us know. Wow, another one saying, phenomenal calls this weekend. It seems like you really did a lot of intense clearing here, Ron. Everyone's writing in and saying how great this was. The pin call, an 8-hour call, cleared up major physical stagnation and pain, noticing big shifts resulting from 12 source energies being switched off, and the upside down and tangent timeline crashes Ron did on them. That may be what that other listener was referring to. I am shifting out of highs and lows and returning to zero charge. It is an adjustment to have so much space and peace. A whole different kind of creativity is emerging. I reran the creativity, education, and IQ cording clearings this weekend. I highly recommend them for assistance with these changes. Wonderful results. That's great.
So if the question was about the timelines, yes, when the 12 source energies left the planet, whoever was attached to them would not be able to reconnect, which is that was their way, their backdoor way into people. So you'll probably start seeing, people behaving differently because the controlling programs that would maybe force them to say certain things or to think a certain way will be released. So you should have, maybe in the next month, a lot of change here. With people maybe being more caring to humanity. But remember, we only have probably 5% of humanity left. It's interesting listening to some of the stuff. I go to YouTube and I see Alex Jones and other people talking, and there's maybe like four things that I try to listen to. Then I'm looking at Antarctica stuff too. But there's sort of, if they knew about clones, okay, number one, if they all got an email, which I'm not going to send them, but if they got an email and they go, these people are clones, they're not humans, they're clone replicas, they're shapeshifters, ones that they're talking about most of the time, then you would have a whole different perspective on what's happening here to the Earth as far as the controlling factions here. And it would be a whole different slant to what they're talking about. Instead, they're trying to put them into, how can this human do this? Well, they're not human. And what I will say, oddly enough, you probably have all seen that Obama, they had some pictures of an alien bodyguard in the audience, around him and stuff. He looked kind of creepy, but they had pictures of him with this alien bodyguard, and you probably have all seen it. It's on YouTube. If you look at the brand new one of Donald Trump, and it's his Secret Service something, on the left side you're going to see a Secret Service officer with the military sunglasses on, sort of like what you used to see with the Highway Patrol policeman wearing those glasses. So he's wearing those sunglasses. And then you have Donald Trump and his wife, maybe two or three other people. And on the curbside, you're going to see another person walking. And his hand, I think it's his left hand, is about a foot in length, long, long, long finger. So if you happen to see that, you go, wow, very interesting. So, no, I don't know what to say about that, but look for it yourself. So if anybody's listening and they really want to kind of investigate that, his hand is like twice as long. I'd say it's a foot long. Maybe his fingers are that long or his hand. Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, you got to take like about a triple take because it's so long and it's, you know, it's white. So anyway, you all can look at that and see that. I don't know what to say about that, just that it's in the picture. So back to you.
Yeah, make your own judgments about that or interpretations. Very interesting, Ron. I have noticed what you're talking about, actually, in terms of people being nicer and seeming more human. So I don't know if that's part of what everyone else is experiencing, but it does seem different. There's a very different energy going around right now, and it's actually kind of surprising, like this listener said, and I think a lot of listeners do experience this. When you start doing clearings and running healings, there becomes a kind of a different space. You think about things differently. You have a whole new perspective on sort of where you're at, and that does really leave a lot of room for creativity and peace. So, which are things that most people are not used to. You know, we're all kind of just riding this emotional roller coaster, and we don't really understand why we can't have a successful relationship or a job, or our housing is messed up. I mean, you talk to anybody, you're not really going to hear about how great and wonderful their life is and how they're totally happy and they're satisfied in all aspects of it because they're engaged on timelines with emotions and dealing with other people who are dealing with the same kinds of things. So it's kind of a huge mess until you start doing the clearings, and then you get off those emotional timelines, you start making decisions from within instead of reacting to things from without, and you have a completely different experience of life. So that's why it's so empowering to do them. And I'm really glad this listener is experiencing that too and wrote in with this wonderful testimonial for us. But yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of different energy, and just wondering if anybody else out there has noticed that. Somebody else is asking if the earth is in alignment.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
thanks,
great.
Thanks for asking.
Awesome. And we did get a clarification on that earlier question, and they said what I meant was, did you release the upside-down timeline and tangent timelines? If you released it for the planet, it seems like it.
I released the connection of those timelines that was attached to 12 source energies. So, I can't say that all of them were attached to that timeline, okay? But the ones that were, the timeline, source energies was released, which could release those energies from you, okay? Remember, the source energies is kind of between you and the timeline. So when you release, when I release the 12 source energies, right away there's a disconnect, okay? So from that, you could feel relief from some, you know, from those timelines. I won't say that it still can't be connected to you, but the ones that were connected to the 12 source energies, they have no way to come back to you that I can perceive right now. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, it seems like people are experiencing sort of a number of different things right now. And someone else said that they felt relief with the tailbone and hip. And I guess this is from the pin call that they were on Saturday. It seems like people really had a big reaction to this call, Ron. Would that have anything to do with the fact that, you know, you've turned off the 12 source energies? It seems like people are really feeling it a lot more intensely this time. And we're getting a lot more comments about it than we usually do with this particular call.
Could be. You know, I really can't say one way or the other on that, but it could be.
Okay. Okay, cool. So the next comment has to do with, let's see here, timeline crashing. And this listener is asking, what do you think about timeline crashing things like the mind or alien mind control or just mind control?
Boy. So that's probably too vague. Okay? It's something to do with you that you're related to. Remember, the timelines are what you're dealing with. So if you have a particular thought that keeps reoccurring, then you can do a timeline crash with that. And yes, it could go into the alien mind control, the hive consciousness, and all that. But, you know, to go past that, remember, it has to relate to you first. How's it relating to you? What is your specific incident? What's going on with you? That's what you need to look at. You just can't jump from being like, you know, on home base and you got to go to first base next. You can't go back all around the bases without connecting to each one of them and be back at home base if you got a home run. No, it doesn't work that way. You need to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortcuts in this, people. Oh, just know there's no shortcut to doing healings. Back to you.
Yeah, they're really, the more specific you can be, the better. And also, if you are having problems with alien stuff, you should check out the free sample healings, because Ron has 7 different healings that relate to aliens, alien head implant removal, alien oxygen code removal, holographic reality, remote viewing, mind fog. All of these things would probably help you, and they are free. You can do them by going to the left side of the website, creationlightship.com, and checking that out under the healing login. There's an entire list of them in the second drop-down menu there. And if you want to go further, there's healings like the alien attack removal, lots of current lifetime healings that you could do. Depends on, you know, what you're experiencing there. Crown chakra, maybe, possibly a good one, because you're talking about the mind, and also dark side mind control transmissions, which includes alien and human practitioners. So I know I just rattled off a whole list of clearings there, but you can find them all on creationlightship.com, and you can find most of the ones I mentioned under free sample. And then if you just search for a healing in the box by typing in the word alien, you can find the others that I talked about, if those would be of any interest to you. There's about 10 of them there. So all of these things are specifically geared for problems like alien mind control, which, you know, a lot of our listeners have dealt with and possibly are dealing with now. Ron, I don't know if you would like to do a sample clearing for everybody. Maybe we could
What do you think?
Maybe like a crown chakra clearing, just clearing out one of the chakras.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. So we'll just do the crown chakra disconnect. That's probably really beneficial. So what this is going to do, and unclose your crown chakra. It should never be open.
Okay.
The Tibetans wanted the aliens, you know, the Buddhists wanted the aliens to come into you. So maybe that goes back a long ways to have those chakras there, to have them opened up and running free and flowing. So here we go. Closing down your crown chakra. Count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. That's done. And I will say, too, if you happen to have any Reiki attunements, going to a Reiki practitioner or something, remember, they're using dark side energy. They're using mind energy, because that's what was taught to them, how to use mind energy and create symbols and do drawings with your finger or whatever to put over a person or on a person to do healing work. naturally the dark side can heal. Everybody knows that. Well, if you ever had any Reiki practitioner do something, or you're a Reiki practitioner, then you're using dark side energy to help people. Very bad. So you may want to do some clearing on yourself and maybe go to the location that you had healed, we'll say, and get rid of that energy from those symbols being attached to your body. So anyway, that's what you want to do. Get rid of that. So hopefully there's nobody being a Reiki practitioner listening because they're going to realize that they're doing darkness energies and harming many, many people. Well, anyway, that's it, mind energy in usage. So just remember to always be in the present moment. Do the mind a heart drop. And then they have the names of those symbols, too. So you have the way the symbol looks, right, that they normally draw with their finger, typically, or hand. And then they have the word that's there, doing some type of chant with that word. You know, that's just as bad as witchcraft. So you got to be careful with who you go to and stuff. So anyway, if you want to quote me that, you perfectly can. I have no problem with that. You know, I'm sure Dr. Yasui would be rolling over in his grave now thinking that he's harmed all of these people by doing his meditations and getting this energy brought to him by the aliens. So, anyway.
Yeah, Ron, I wonder about that. Like, do these people know what they're doing? I mean, do they consciously? Because I talk to people about this, and they're like, oh, I thought I was doing something good. But see, they don't realize, what they don't realize is that good is in duality because it has an opposite. So I just wonder, like, do people, I guess they don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't, you know. And, you know, they're sheeple. And so they're doing that.
And are these, like, gods kind of controlling them or whatever?
Yeah, you know, it's and that energy itself can control them. So, you know, it's... Anyway, it's mind energy. It's a way to have a lot of people connect with the darkness, harm humanity.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate. I was just talking to a friend, and they said they were going to get into guided meditation, and I said, well, guided by what? You know? Yeah, I don't want to be guided by anything, you know? You probably shouldn't do that, but, you know, it's hard to convince people. Because they're just, you know, running these programs, and they're, like you said, hooked up to these energies which are controlling them. So sometimes it's difficult to get through. And, you know, you do tell them about the mind to heart drop, and hopefully they'll do it and check out the website and start doing some clearings to get this stuff off of them. Kind of like I was talking about earlier, then they really start to notice a difference and the quality of their life. So hopefully that reaches people. And I just wanted to announce, too, that Ron also did say on Saturday he's going to be doing another pin removal call, so yay! And that will be December 10th at 11 a.m., and it will also be $20. So we have a little bit of time before that, but how you would sign up for that is to just donate $20 through PayPal, send Ron the PayPal receipt at creationlightship@yahoo, not to the CLS questions, just send it to him directly, and then he'll send you the access codes for the call.
I wait a few days on that, you know, because it should be getting put up on our calendar. We click on it, too.
Okay, great.
Hopefully that'll be, it's being worked on right now, so maybe a couple of days it should probably be up, I think.
Yeah, and we have a little bit of time before, you know, December 10th, so that sounds wonderful. And hopefully everybody will have just as much of a positive reaction to that call as they did to the one on Saturday.
I think we're going to be doing the body organ
Restoration.
I think that might be I think it's the 27th. I'm trying to get into my calendar here. No, it's going to be on a Monday. I think it's the 28th is when it's going to be, and that will be after this program. It'll be starting, I believe, at 5:30 and go to 8:30 Pacific time. So that's when I believe we're scheduling that, on the 28th. Hold it. Hang on, I'm on this month. I thought it was the 27th. Let me click my calendar over. Easy to do here. It might be either be the 19th or the 26th, one of those two. It will be at 5:30 after our BBS program. Anyway, that'll be also sent out to people on the calendar for December. Anyway, people
okay,
have been
awesome.
Asking about, it'll be the last one of those 2 days there. Back to you.
Great. So lots of exciting Creation Lightship calls and programs coming up in, I shouldn't really say programs, events, Creation Lightship calls and events coming up in December, so stay tuned for that. And we did get another testimonial that said, I took a few days to adjust because so much came out of a very tired and sore area. I believe this listener is also writing in about the pin call, which was just this past Saturday. And they continued to say, I feel very relaxed now in the area where a lot of pins were released. It felt tingly and good at various times, like coming alive again. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
I think it's going to be the 19th, but it's 99%. I think it's the 19th of next month. Anyway, let's see. Now, those energetic pins can either be physical on the timelines that you're living. Remember, they got to put something into you. Here it turns out to be energetic, but maybe on the other timelines it's more physical. So then you get the residue over here. That's what happens. That's why you have deja vu and you lose your keys and everything else, because it gets transferred here in your dreams, back here, and it's never really a complete storyline. Like you're living over there, but you only see maybe or sense or get a vision of maybe 2 minutes of something, you're actually living there your whole life. So, it can be pretty traumatic. We can't get those glasses that are in the movie, They Live, to see all the clones walking around. That'd be quite interesting. So, anyway, maybe in the future. Back to you.
That would be cool. Yeah, we have our Google glasses so we can shop without having a computer. Let's see. Oh, here's an interesting testimonial, Ron. This is kind of nice. Somebody wrote in and said, I just participated in the Wednesday call for the first time. I have water to drink every day for a week. I do not know if it's related to the water or not, but every day since the call, I feel the need to release some very intense dark energies. I'm supporting this with the use of the Whole Life Emotional Clearing as well. I'm signed up for 4 more calls of this type. It feels wonderful to have this daily support. Hope to get unhooked from these negative energies that are hanging on to me. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
that's
great. And the water does really help. And I noticed that if I do the Wednesday water charging call for the week, as opposed to not doing it, I really do notice a difference. And Ron, I'm wondering if we could give this listener maybe some suggestions for clearing negative energies. I'm not sure what types, but I wonder if we have any clearings that would just generally help, like a situation like that. And the first thing that came to mind was Dark Side Practitioner.
Yeah, that could probably do that. It's
maybe
probably a whole lifetime
person.
Clearing, I think. That one in the Curse of Sex Dispels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think what else you might have. on the website that might be maybe less money, possibly. The release. Well, the dark energies could be coming in. Do all the free clearings, you know. I would say do one or two free clearings a night and see how you feel the next day. Do a body check, see how you're doing. And then if you felt great relief, then you may want to stay on that clearing for a while. I would definitely do the natal barcode clearing, because that is how you started here, started your life with all the programs attached to you. That one should actually be one high on the list, probably, you know, to do along with your emotional and mental whole lifetime clearing. Want to do that clearing so that you can get rid of the ID, how they're IDing you, with your name and, maybe driver's license, license plate, you know, whatever you have, mailbox number, house number, you know, have you been married, and nicknames, you know, all these things are what you want to get released from you, because they're all tracking devices. You want to get these things off of you, or tracking numbers. The keyword intercept is very good. Get rid of that. And for negativity, some people just love watching the news. Oh, we got that clearing for the media. You want to get that off of you. Just remember, you know, you watch something on the news, and you know, right away you're being connected. Especially if it's a picture that's kind of gory looking. We'll just say they put a picture of a bullfight, you know, and you're watching that poor bull get stabbed with a sword a bunch of times, you know, and blood gushing out, and you look at that. Well, everybody watching that is going to have their emotions tied into that, including the people, you know, up in the bleachers. You know, I'm sure they're not feeling sorry for the bull, because if they were, they wouldn't go to it, you know. And so you got all that negative energy from every listener or everybody watching the TV, and now you're hooked into that, and you have all their energy coming to you. So that's why the media clearing is so important. Well, back to you.
Yeah, there's a lot of images lately that have kind of been circulating, and it's pretty difficult now, especially with the Internet. If you work online or if you look at a computer on a daily or weekly basis, you'll see them. There's almost no avoiding that, and I think that has actually kind of contributed to a lot of this this mind energy that just seems to be constant, because now we all have phones and we have access to news 24/7. Yeah, and it's very tough on people. You know, before you used to just kind of like read the paper or sit down and watch the news. You didn't have this constant sort of bombardment. But now we do, and it's kind of a lot to deal with. So that's why those clearings are even more important and you know, much, I mean, almost like if you have a job where you're dealing with the media or you have to read a lot, you know, it would be a great clearing for you and probably help you a lot with kind of getting through the day, because those images can really affect you, sometimes even more so than the text or the headlines.
Yeah, you might want to put the word news into the alien keyword intercept, you know?
So you can just kind of stop receiving it.
Yeah.
No news is good news.
Yep, and I have a phrase, you know, this will probably be, you know, pretty truthful for most people, because, you know, you know, using your mind to recreate stuff now is not going to work. So the thing is, everything's fine, but it doesn't work. And that's what people will be feeling now, because they'll use their past and wonder why they don't have results in the present moment, because it doesn't work. So here we go. And because of that, you're going to find a lot of, I guess I'll use the word disclosure, with the events happening, because there won't be that much out there in the mass mind consciousness to negate people from moving out of the box. So you're kind of being freed from the matrix here.
Wow.
And it's up to you to choose what to do. Remember, when you get free choice, I don't want to use the word free choice, but when you're out of the box, because free choice allows you to choose darkness, okay? You don't want to choose darkness. You want to stay in the present moment. Well, free will, free choice is not, that's what got you into trouble to begin with. So you want to be in the present moment. And that will allow people who are in the present moment to be very clear with what they're talking about. So if you start watching the alternative media, I won't use the word news, you're going to start to see probably how they're changing their vocabulary, because they should be talking more in the present moment. There won't be really any energy to attach to them emotionally. You know, they have to get rid of some stuff naturally, but they may not be able to use their older emotions to bring them forward by charging them up. They'll be able to see more in the present moment. So back to you.
Wow, that's a really important distinction, Ron. And yeah, that's important for people to know. Like, free will, free choice led you led you probably to a lot of things that you maybe shouldn't have been involved with. Great distinction. So you really do want to focus on being in the now, being in the present moment, and you know, doing the mind to heart drop, and staying on the, you know, in peace as much as you can. So another listener wrote in and said, my eyes are much better today from Sunday. Something was taken out and restored. Clearings are much more profound.
Very good, yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Clearings will be more profound if you maybe go back into them with the unlimited version and do things over again maybe, or you know, you're moving forward on an issue that might be pretty stubborn in the past, and now it's recycled, and now you do it, and a lot might be released because a lot of these energies are no longer going to hold and stick here like they used to. So remember, you're being taught how to be in the present moment. Things won't work outside of that. I won't say it won't work now, but in the future, it probably will not work. Well, it's going to force you to do something, you know, in the present moment. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. A lot of people were saying within the last couple months, you know, prior to November, they were feeling very, like, restless and listless and, like, unsure and, like, they didn't know what was coming. And now everyone's kind of saying, like, oh, they feel a lot calmer and they feel like, you know, they're being prepared for something, but they're not sure what. But they don't feel as scared anymore, which I think is really interesting. So that probably has something to do with all of the things that you're talking about, Ron, and all of these new kind of energies that are coming into play. So hopefully it will continue. And
I think what's going to happen is a lot of the there's other people out there are doing their channeling, et cetera. You know, there's talk about which I don't agree with whatsoever, but there's talk about going into the center of the earth, getting into a light chamber, et cetera, being transported out of here for ascension, or Jesus will come down from the skies. So because of what's happened just recently with the timeline and the source energy's leaving, people may be thinking that, yeah, well, something major is happening, and we better follow this information because of what's going on, and it is changing, which means that these people are telling us the truth. So we better go into those light chambers or go into those ships and, you know, be taken off a planet, et cetera. So that could be a good thing, you know, let them all leave. Well, maybe they'll get all the phones too. So it would be nice to have less population here and to have people, you know, not being connected to the darkness as much.
Maybe
the aliens will pull them out. That'd be nice. So back to you.
Yeah, that would be such a relief for everybody.
Yeah.
Really big relief. So, Ron, I have another testimonial about the pin call, as well as a question. And this listener was on the pin call and says, Ron, the pin removal call was amazing. So peaceful, and my body feels good. Walking is easier. And the question is, since changes are happening with the controllers and aliens, will things like free energy technologies and better renewable agriculture be released to the planet? I'm a mechanical engineer. Every time I search free energy on the computer, I believe I get attacked while doing it. Headaches and pressure in my body whenever I search for it. I'm a very skilled person. How can I research these topics without being attacked?
Boy.
I think they were talking about that on the X-Files, that mini kind of re-release they did. I think it was like last year. Available energy that's been kind of hidden from us.
Yeah, there's a lot of energies out there. Let's see here. It's hard to say, what deck of cards you were dealt, you know, as you're growing up, and what you activated in yourself, you know, from we'll just say judgments. But let's make it very simple here. So what you have may not be, maybe other people don't have that. Because maybe you're dealing with a technical situation, you might get off of the, you might do a timeline crash on what you want to look at. I would try that first. Maybe do 100 of them per day. Maybe you go onto YouTube or something and you research it and there's a guy who's talking about this, that and the other, and you have an interest in it. Well, you might timeline crash, that particular, maybe URL address or the words that would bring you into that site. Do a timeline crash on it, and that might help to eliminate all the Klingons that are going to come through, to you from your monitor screen. So you might try that. You know, like I said, everybody has a different set of cards, so you might be very sensitive to a certain thing, and the aliens found that out in you, and now whenever you get close to finding out information, it makes you feel happy and you're excited to get more information about something. They go, oh, we got this guy, has a T-shirt on, you know, and we'll attack him with that. So you may want to just do the timeline crashes on it. You might try that. So, back to you.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if it's possible, Ron, but if you could figure out where the attacks are coming from, like is it a dark side practitioner? Do you think it's alien? Could it be someone you know, someone who hooked you up to something in your family, a soul family issue? Like all of these things are potential ways we can get attacked. So you might want to think about maybe what happened to you in your life and why every time you try to research this or look at this, you feel these hits. Like, what are you hooked up to?
Another thing, going into the sci-fi realm, it could be possible that you were here before. Remember, this is the seventh time that this ascension period has tried to, come here and to get rid of the controllers from the planet. This is number seven. To fail this time, the Earth is lost, okay? Or all of humanity is lost. In a sense, I'll just say, 95% of that is probably going to be correct. You know, there's something that I could possibly do to help people, but we'll just look at that as the seventh time, and, this is it. So you may have been here maybe on the fifth time, and you notice that the Earth got disintegrated, okay? Taken over by aliens or went to the darkness or whatever happened. And now you came back this time, and now you're getting close to helping out, like is what you did for the fifth time. And so you are already wearing that T-shirt that they don't want you to investigate anything. It could be, from that. So you could be a time traveler, and you're getting close to, you know, you're searching for information to help out, and they go, uh-oh, he's here again, or she's here again. We got to have this person problems, because last time they came very close to discovering something, and it would have freed people on the planet up. We can't have them do it this time again either. That's another way. That's your sci-fi version. Back to you.
Yeah, they could recognize that energy from a past life, too. That's a really good point, Ron. Well, hopefully that helps out a little bit. I know when we start talking about these things, it kind of seems like, oh, you know, there's so many different ways of looking at it. But I think the more you talk about them and the more you think about what's actually happened to you, there's space there for finding out what you don't know and what you kind of need to clear. So hopefully that helps. And thanks so much for writing in. There's quite a few questions here. I know we're getting kind of close to the end of the show. Somebody said for the person who is new to the Wednesday calls who was talking about the water, another listener said that they would also recommend doing the entity clearing. And Ron does an entity call, and that is, I believe,
Friday.
Friday, yes. The Friday call is the entity removal special. Okay, great. So I'm just looking through here to try to find some more questions. We do have quite a bit.
What I can say is, as you probably watch the news and they bring up people's names who have done dirty deeds here, I would venture to say that probably 99% of them are no longer living here on this planet. What you're seeing is your clone replicas that are here. So the justice system will be dealing with the clone replicas. The other justice is the people are gone, you know. So don't think because you hear something about a plea bargain in the future or something like that, and you know, it's sort of like you hear people who maybe a drunk driver killed their son or daughter or something, and then they go through all the court stuff, and the guy now gets incarcerated for life or whatever. It didn't really help the parents at all or the loved ones who knew that person. Court's over with, you know, the trial and everything else, but, well, so what? You know, it's still, the person's still around. Well, on the other hand, these people that have probably been taken have probably had their heads chopped off already, and they probably are also investigating, looking for relatives for bad genetics. That's what I mentioned a long time ago. So, or they're held someplace where they can never come back to the life. Well, so basically that's it. So, as you start seeing things moving on now, next year probably, you know, if something's not going the way it's supposed to go, but it's just a clone. If they could have the energy be here for 5 years, that clone would probably be dead anyway. But it's still not the real one that did it. Well, back to you.
Yeah, wow. It's really quite something. I mean, when you start to understand what's going on here, the faster you want to get on and start doing clearings and healings. Well, Ron, I think it's actually about time to wrap up the show. I can't believe it. It went by so fast. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending in all of your wonderful testimonials and your questions and for making the show such a pleasure to listen to. And I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for any final thoughts or the mind to heart drop for everybody so we can stay in our hearts and stay in the present moment and stay peaceful.
Yeah, okay. So I believe on January 7th, which would be next year naturally, I think that's the date that we're having our special call to kind of visit the energy that could very possibly be here in the year 2017. So
okay, wow,
we'll have
great.
The 12 months energies come in so you can sample those again. That's a $20 call So anyway, let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. Just wanted to let you people know what's scheduled here coming up. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop, you must command your spirit. You take the thoughts that are in your head. So you say, and I'll now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. You count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Facilitate this action. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.